Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding in Shumas Daf Ayin Tes, and Ois Vahadar Hadishin, Perek Shmini, beginning of Halacha Dalet. Zog the Mishnah. Chavit shel Trumo, you have a barrel of Trumo, shenoil dula sofek Trumo. It's sofek if it's Tumah or not. If you have a barrel of Trumo, which is Tumah for sure, you have to burn it. But if it's a sofek Trumo, so then you're not supposed to burn it, as the Gemara is going to explain. Abla Zohimir, yim hoysum nachas mamok vaturfo, yenichere muka mutsu. If it's in a revealed place, in a place where it could get fully Tumah, go and put it in a concealed place, a place where you're guarding it and keeping it, as if it was regular tumah. If it's opened and there's a chashash, you'll get more tumah, you cover it, you treat it with respect. If it's in a place which is concealed and kept, you could put it out in a place where it could get bigger tumah. Because even though you're not allowed to make it tumah, but you're allowed to cause it to become more tumah, because anyway, it has a suffix tumah, and you're not allowed to use it. Again, if it's a similar thing, if it's covered, you can reveal it. Don't make it tumah be'adayim, but indirectly, you could cause it to get tumah. Gamliel is a middle of shita, and he says, you don't put it in a place where it could get tumah. You're not also obligated to guard it and make sure it doesn't get tumah. Just leave it with the way it is. You have a barrel that breaks, and the top gas, we know gas is the place where they press the grapes, and the way it works is you press the grapes in the top pit, and then it flows into the lower pit, and that's where it stays the wine. So if you have a chavit shenishbara begas elyon, in the top pit, there is a barrel of truma that broke. V'atachtoyin otmeo, and then in the bottom pit, there is chulin, there's wine chulin, which is tamei. So if the truma is going to reach the bottom pit, it will become tamei. Moedir ablaz Rabbi Shua, both ablaz Rabbi Shua agree. If there's a way to save even one revis of the truma wine, he should do that. So we have here the wine flowing from the top pit to the bottom pit. He has another, it's flowing slowly. So if he's going to run home, he's going to get a new barrel and come back here, he will be able to save some of the truma wine. 90% of it will go to waste, will come tummy. But he will be able to save one revis. He should do that. And even though now he's ruining the chulin, because the chulin down in the lower pit becomes meduma, it's mixture with truma. As long as you could save any truma at all, you must go and do it. What happens if you cannot save truma? Everything is going to flow into the bottom pit. So Blaza says, still, you cannot make a tummy. Blaza lishitasu, you can't make a tummy. So we talk about what's the case. There is a barrel right now next to him, but that barrel is tummy. What he was trying to achieve is the truma is flowing into the chulin. The truma will become tummy anyway. So the person wants to take the tummy barrel and use that to receive the truma. The truma will become tummy in any case, but at least he's saving the chulin from becoming meduma. Says Rabbi Elazar, you can't do that. You cannot make tummy be a dime. And the Mishnah continues with another example. You have a barrel of oil that spilled, and now it's going to go too long. It's going to become a loss. The question is, can you pick it up and use it with your hands, even though your hands are tummy? So you'll make the truma tummy, but at least you'll save some of the oil. If you could save revis of tahara, that's what you should be focused on, even though the rest of the oil will get lost, similar to what we said in the pit. You cannot save anything. Just let it being swallowed in the ground. Don't put it into your hand, because you're going to make a tom be'adayim. You can't make a tom be'adayim. Alzu ve'alzu, Amar Rabbi Shua, in both of these cases, Rabbi Shua said, loizu truma shani mozar alea milatamo, elo milahochlo. This truma, I have no hazar to make a tom. I can't still eat the truma. There's an issur to eat truma, even if it's becoming tom, even if it's going to waste. But I don't have an issur to make a tom. You're allowed to take a barrel, which is tom, and receive with that the truma. You're allowed to pick up the truma from the floor with your hands, even though you're making a tumah. But anyway, this truma is going to be lost if you don't do that. Because the Mishnah says, Uval tetamo ketzad. How do you say don't make tumah directly? Now this goes back to the beginning of the Mishnah, because the beginning of the Mishnah says, you have a truma which is safek tumah, you could just cause it to become tumah by putting it from makom amutsa to makom aturfa, you put it into a place where it is more of a risk for it to become tumah. So the Mishnah now gives an example how you don't make tumah bayad. We'll get to the Gemara, we'll see. This contradicts what we just said. We just said that you can make tumah be'adayim mamish. You could take a tamadik barrel and receive with that a truma. So you're doing b'yadayim. So the Gemara is going to speak about it. But right now, the Mishnah goes back to the beginning of the Mishnah. We said, don't do it b'yadayim. Kitzad, what's the case? Hayoyim mimokom lemokom. He's going to place to place. V'kikar is truma b'yadu. He has bread of truma. Omer le'inochi, a guy tells him, ten li achas me'em v'atama. Give me one of them, I'll make a tome. Even if he didn't say the word atome, it's clear he's going to make a tome. V'im lawyer any mitam school. I'm warning, if you don't give me that one to make a tome, I'm going to make the entire thing tome. Blazer says, you cannot give the goy the trumadik bread, just leave it alone, let him go and ruin the whole thing. You can't do b'yadayim. Continues the Mishnah, I test him with base. Rabbi Shua says, you could do something. Don't give it to him b'yadayim, because here Rabbi Shua holds, you can't do b'yadayim, but put it on a rack, and then you can take it from the rack, so it's indirect. V'chein, bring another example where you can't do b'yadayim. Nashu shamulim going to nu lanu achas mikem venetamo. Come going to woman and say, give us one woman and we're going to make her tame. Fim lava reyanu metamim kulchem. If now we're just going to go rape all of you. Yetamu eskulim vealim surulim nefesh achas mistrol. They should allow them to just violate all of them and not give one person from mistrol to a goy. You can't do b'yadayim. Here everybody agrees. There's no other leeway to give a nefesh mistrol directly or indirectly. It is also. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yisrael, one thing we see in the beginning of the Mishnah, from all the Mandarim over there, you see you're not allowed to burn a Safek Tameh. Tluya means Safek Tameh. When you don't know what to do with it, you hang it. You don't eat it, but you don't do anything else with it. You can't burn it. Because there, nobody says to go and burn the Safek Tumah. The one, the Shita of Rabbi Shua is, you could put it in a place where you'll get a full Tumah. But while it is Safek Tumah, you can't burn it. Says the Gemara now, Chaviraya B'Shem Ablozer, we came to answer the following questions. Here is what we mentioned in the Mishnah. It seems to be a contradiction in the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah says that if you have a barrel which is Safek Tameh, you're not allowed to make a Tameh, but put it in a place where it's susceptible to get Tumah. That's where Bishua holds. The end of the Mishnah says you can actually make a Tameh. You see a Tumah coming down in the from the top pit to the bottom pit. You take a barrel which is Tameh, and with that you receive the Tumah. So the Masri could do a B'adayim. That seems to be a contradiction between the Reisha and the Sefer. Says the Gemara, Chaveraya B'Shem Ablozer. The friends in the name of Ablozer, I mean the Chaveri and B'Shem Ablozer, they said, Chavis HaRishoni K'Rabbi Yosi V'Hashniya K'Rameir. The answer is, the beginning of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yosi, the end of the Mishnah is like Rameir, meaning there's two different Mandarim and they're arguing. Which Rameir Rabbi Yosi is referring to? So as Reb Chaim points out, it's a Mishnah Psochim. The Mishnah Psochim, after bringing the Mechleikis of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, and saying that Rabbi Shua holds you could cause tumor to something which anyway will be lost. So our mayor said, Omar Meir, we learn from here that when it comes Erev Pesach, and one has to get rid of the chametz, and he has to burn the chametz, you could put on the fire the truma tohu with truma tomeo. Anyway, it's getting lost, so you could put it together. Says Rabbi Yosi, no, you can't do b'yadayim to put together truma tohu with truma tomeo, even though it's going to get burned. So Rabbi Yosi says, to do b'yadayim, you can't do it. Rabbi Meir learns from Devi Rabbi Shua that you can do it b'yadayim, you can be metame b'yadayim. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah, it's at these two shittas. Rabbi Meir, the holds you can do b'yadayim, he's the safer of the Mishnah. And he's the one who says that you can take a barrel tameh without receive the truma. And the ratio of the Mishnah says you can only cause it indirectly, but not directly. That's the shita of Rabbi Yosi that says Rabbi Shua never said you can be metame b'yadayim. And the Gemara goes on to explain it more. Chaviraya Amrei, the friends say, Chavita Rishonim, the first part of the Mishnah, Kerab Yosi, the later Mary Moedibur. Mary disagrees. Remaining the first case of the Mishnah will hold, Rabbi Yeshua says, not only you can take the Chavis from Okama Mutzno to Okama Turpo, from a place which is covered and concealed, to a place where it's susceptible to get Tumo, but you can actually go in Mitamed Be'adai. And then Hashniyo, the next part of the Mishnah, where it says you could take a barrel tome and receive within the truma. Kerameir, that's the Shita Rameir. Rabbi Yosi will disagree. He says you can't make it b'yadayim. You can cause it indirectly, but b'yadayim you can't do it. And the Gemara is, it continues this discussion in the next daf. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas daf Ayin Tes.